الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ورد الله الذين كفروا بغيظهم لم ينالوا خيرا وكفى الله المؤمنين القتال وكان الله قويا عزيزا صدق الله العظيم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. When the siege had prolonged and it became difficult for the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم went to the masjid that was located near the trench, which is known today as Masjid al-Fatah, the Masjid of Victory. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes into this masjid for 3 consecutive days and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again highlighting the importance of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hour of need, and also when we do not have any specific need, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and draw the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for 3 consecutive days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begs the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used when imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma munzil al-kitab, سَرِيعَ الْحِسَابِ اِهْزِمِ الْأَحْزَابِ اللَّهُمَّ اَهْزِمْهُمْ وَزَلْزِلْهُمْ. O Allah, the one who has sent down the kitab, who has sent down the Qur'an Majid, سَرِيعَ الْحِسَابِ, O Allah, that being who is very quick in taking reckoning, اِهْزِمِ الْأَحْزَابِ, O Allah, you destroy these coalitions, defeat the coalitions, O Allah, defeat them, and O Allah, shake them. On Wednesday between Zuhr and Asr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua was accepted. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam came down. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was seen very delighted, and the happiness could even be seen on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Generally we find people on a Wednesday that between Zuhr and Asr, duas are accepted. So this is the origin for the du'as being accepted on a witness day between Zuhr and Asr. There isn't any specific hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging making du'a at that time. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's du'a on this occasion was accepted on a witness day between Zuhr and Asr. And the narrator of the hadith, Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu an, thereafter goes on to say that whenever I had any important issue, then I would look for this opportunity, for this time, and I would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that important issue of mine, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would solve my problem when I made dua at this time. So it was the practice of the sahabi, Jabir radiallahu an, taking barakat from the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua was accepted on the occasion of Ghazwatul Khandaq between the Zuhr and Asr on a witness day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came. Primarily the help of Allah came in 2 ways. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a split and a friction between the coalitions. And secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent very, very strong winds, which made it impossible for the disbelievers to remain. With regards to that split that had taken place, it had occurred in this manner, that one of the members of the Ghatafan tribe, Nu'aym bin Mas'ud al-Ashja'i, who became a Sahabi radiallahu an, whilst he was there with his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed Islam into his heart. So when Islam came into his heart, he left his people and he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was at night between Maghrib and Isha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing salah at that time. He came and he sat near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded his salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that, why have you come? He He says that I have accepted Islam, but I have concealed my Islam from my people. Therefore, famurni bima shi'it. O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell me and instruct me what I should do. I can do some work for you, I can be of some assistance to you, because my people don't know, they are unaware that I've accepted Islam, they still think that I am one of them. Hence, I can do some work for you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, innama anta fina rajulun wahid. You are just one person, one man. What can you do? How much can you do? Nevertheless, what you can do is, فَخَذِّلْ عَنَّا إِنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ فَإِنَّ الْحَرْبَ خَدْعَ. What you can do is, you can cause a split among them, and you can make them forsake each other. Now they are all united, you can cause disunity among them, and they will forsake each other, and in this way their strength will be broken. And then Rasulullah ﷺ goes on to say, فَإِنَّ الْحَرْبَ خَدْعَ. That war is about strategy. War is about planning, about plotting. And even if a person needs to use some type of deception, some type of lie, in the occasion of war, then this is fine, this is permissible. So he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asks Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam permission, that O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I may need to say certain things that may be disrespectful with regards to your high personality, or maybe something wrong that I will need to say. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him the permission that for the sake of helping the Muslims, the cause of the Muslims, you may, in this kind of a situation, in the occasion, in the situation of war, it is permissible for you to do these kind of things. So Nu'aym bin Mas'ud now goes to the Banu Qurayza, the Jews that had broken the agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes to them, and when he goes there, they welcome him, they offer him food. But he says to them that I haven't come for all of this. I haven't come to eat your food. I have come because I'm very concerned about you. I'm very worried about you. And I have your concern at heart. Therefore I have come. And you are aware that we have a long-standing relationship. They say, yes, we have a very good relationship. So we are happy, or we are prepared to accept what you're going to mention to us. He says that whatever I'm going to mention to you, you keep it a secret. And do not divulge this to anyone. When they gave him the assurance that they will keep it as a secret, then he says to them that look at the other Jewish clans that were living here in Madinah Munawwara, the Banu Qaynuqa and the Banu Nadir, whom we have already discussed at the beginning. So both of them, what was their outcome? What happened to them? When they broke the allegiance and the agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they had to face very, very dire consequences. Because of them breaking the agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now my concern is about you. The Quraysh and the Ghatafan have come. They have come here for a short while. They stay here is a temporary stay. If things don't work out, if the battle goes against them, they are going to flee from here and they're going to go back home. They're going to go back home, they will be comfortable at home. But with regards to you, this is your town. Your woman, your wives are here, your children are here, your properties are here. What's going to happen to you? You will not be able to face up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam all alone. You cannot fight him all alone if they have forsaken you. And then he goes on to say that it's now becoming difficult for them. They are also finding it difficult to continue with the siege. And it's highly possible that they will leave very soon. The prominent and famous warrior Amr bin Abdiwud has been killed as well. They cannot fight on their own. They will need you to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what you can do is you can make some demand on them. And the demand you can make is that you can demand that they send some of the notable, some of the noble people as guarantee and as collaterals for you. So some of the leaders should be sent. Some books mention 70 leaders they should send over to you. Now when you have these 70 leaders of theirs, or whatever number it may be, when you have these leaders by you, then they will not be able to run away. Because if they have to run away, then obviously you will kill their leaders. So this will be a guarantee that they will remain here until they wipe out Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. So you must make this demand. And without this, you should not be prepared to fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they heard this, they say, you have given a very, very good suggestion. They were very appreciative towards him. They made dua for him also. And he again assured them, or they gave these, he took an assurance from them that they will not divulge the secret to anyone. Next, he goes to the Quraysh. He goes to Abu Sufyan. He was from the Ghatafan tribe. He went first to the Banu Qurayza. Now he goes to Abu Sufyan. And again, he mentions to Abu Sufyan that, you know, I wish well for you. And I have your well-wishing at heart. I'm concerned about you. So he says to him, after again getting an assurance from him that he will not divulge a secret to anyone, he says to him that the Banu Qurayza now are regretting whatever they have done. They broke the agreement with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they are regretting this move of theirs. And they want to try and cover up. They want to mend their relationship, their broken relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they want to cover up. So they've sent a message to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they told him that if we get some of the notables of the Quraysh and we hand them over to you, if we get some of the nobles of the Quraysh, hand them over to you so that you may take revenge from the Quraysh by killing these notables of theirs, will you once again give us the opportunity to make an agreement with you and to reconnect with you and to cover up and patch up that relationship that we had with you? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given them the go ahead that I'm prepared to do this. Therefore they are now going to make a demand from you. And the demand is that you must hand over some of the notables to them. So make sure you don't accept this demand of theirs. And again he says to him that conceal this fact, don't divulge it to anyone and keep it as a secret. So after a few days, then he goes to his own people, the Ghatafan. And obviously he says to them that I am one of you. You know that I will be wishing well for you. I have your concern at heart. So he gives them the same story that he mentioned to the Quraysh, that the Banu Qurayza have regretted the decision, and now they are going to ask for guarantees and for collaterals. They're going to ask for your notable people, but don't ever give in and don't hand over these people to them. It so happened after a few days, the Quraysh and the Ghatafan decided that once and for all, now we need to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. From outside we will attack, and the Banu Qurayza must attack from within. So they send Ikrimah bin Abi Jahl and a few others to the Banu Qurayza. It was a Saturday night, the night preceding the Saturday. They go to the Banu Qurayza and they say to them, Lasna bidari muqamin, qad halakal khuffu wal hafir, that we cannot remain here for very long, because it's becoming difficult for us. Our animals are also dying. As we had explained, they were running out of fodder. The conditions were becoming very difficult. They did not plan to remain for so long. So the provisions were running out. So they say to the Banu Qurayza that now we will prepare for an all-out war and we will wipe out the Muslims. The Banu Qurayza reply and they say that today is Saturday. And on a Saturday we cannot do anything. We cannot fight on a Saturday. Previously, those from among us who did these kind of things that were impermissible for them to do on a Saturday, then they face very, very serious consequences because of that, and you are aware of that as well. So on a Saturday, we are not prepared to fight. And furthermore, we will only fight once you give us some guarantee that you are not going to desert us and run away. We want some guarantee from you. You must hand over some of your notable people. So this will be a guarantee that you will not desert us and run away from here. When they make this demand, when the Banu Qurayza make this demand, then immediately the Quraysh say, Wallah, among themselves, they say, Wallahi inna alladhi haddathakum Nu'aym ibn Mas'udin lahaq. That exactly what Nu'aym bin Mas'ud mentioned to you is true. It's 100% true. He already told you, he warned you, that they are going to ask for these guarantees, they're going to make this demand. So Abu Sufyan says, and the Quraysh send a message to say that we will not even give you one person. When they reply in this way, the Banu Qurayza now say that what Nu'aym bin Mas'ud told you is true. The reason why they don't want to hand over anyone to you is because they want to desert you. Their plan is to desert you. If they have to hand over people to you, then they cannot desert you. So now both of them began to believe the story of Mu'in bin Mas'ud. Obviously this was the instruction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, caused the split among them. So they believed the story of Mu'in bin Mas'ud. And in this way, when messengers go to and fro between them, and the demand was the same from the Banu Qurayza, and the Quraysh was not prepared to give in to this demand, this created a split and a rift among the coalition, and now they lost confidence in each other. So this was one of the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assisted the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرَدَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِغَيْظِهِمْ لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. At the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send back the disbelievers in their fury and their anger. لَمْ يَنَالُوا خَيْرًا. They did not get anything out of this war. No good they got out of it. وَكَفَ اللَّهُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْقِتَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficed the believers from fighting. Without any need for any major fighting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the disbelievers to go back. One of the ways was the split that was created and this rift that was created between the coalitions. And the next thing was the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that came in the form of the wind. Inshallah, we will discuss it tomorrow. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.